So let's review. In the previous daf, the Gemara presented two teachings that we do not take money from a Ritzeach in exchange for absolving him of his deserved punishment. Leisikhu Kaifer LeNefesh Ritzeach teaches that we don't take money from a Ritzeach B'mezit. Leisikhu Kaifer Lonus Aler Meklote teaches that we don't take money from a Ritzeach B'shogeg. Our Gemara proceeds to present a similar pasuk which says, Kol Cher Masher Yocher Min HaAdam Lo Yifta, which we understand to be teaching that a person who is chayiv misa cannot redeem his punishment with money. The Gemara presents two ways of understanding this pasuk. The Tanakhama understands this pasuk to mean, kol cher masher yocher min ha'adam. If a person takes a vow to donate the erich of a person who is nigmar dinoi and was yotzi lahareg lo yipada, he does not have to fulfill his vow and pay the amount written in the Torah because the person is considered dead and has no value. Rabbi Chananya ben Akavya holds that he does have to pay the amount written in the Torah because Erech is an arbitrary fixed value attached to a person based on gender and age. It's not a market value. Therefore, he will understand this pasuk to mean that we do not take money for a knas that was incurred while a person was Ritzeach b'mezit, because Kamlei b'dirabmin applies even to a knas, a penalty. As opposed to Rabbah, who says, Chidushu shechitcha Torah b'knas avakav d'miktel mashalim. If a person did an Avera for which he is Chayiv Misa, and together with that Avera, he incurred Chayiv Knas, he must pay because Kamle B'Diramini applies only to Tashlum but not to Knas. As part of this discussion, the Gemara repeats the teaching of Tana de Bechizke from Daflam and Hay, that Chayiv Misa Shegin Peturin, if someone transgresses B'Shegig, an Isser for which, if done B'Mezid, he would be liable for both, Misa's Bezin and Tashlumin, he is Potter Mitashlumin, even though there is no actual misa. In other words, Kamle B'Diramine applies even where there is only a potential chiv misa. The Torah says, Umake behem yishal mena, umake adam yumas. From this hekesh we learn, Ma make behem aloi chalak deboi, bein shogig lemezid, bein miskaven l'shein miskaven, bein derech yiridl derech aliyah. Lepoitre momen, ela lechayve momen. That under any of these circumstances, a person is always chayv to pay for the injury he caused. That under any of these circumstances, regardless of the punishment, a person is always potter from paying money. The Gemara proceeds to the next Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah, Na'arushin is arsa v'niskarsha. A Naira who was betrothed, then divorced before she was married, and then someone was ma'anas mefatar. There is a machlokes. Rabbi Yisak Lili Omer ain lo knas. Rabbi Kiva Omer yesh lo knas. However, u knas la atzma. Unlike a regular case where her father gets the knas, in this case, she gets the money of the knas. The Gemara refers to this opinion as Rabbi Kiva de Masnitin. The Gemara presents a braisa with another view as to the opinion of Rabbi Kiva, which is referred to as Rabbi Kiva de braisa, yesh lo knas u knas la avia. In this case, too, her father gets the knas. The Gemara explains that the three opinions disagree in how to interpret the psukim of Oynas Mefata. The pasuk of Oynas says, "Ki yamtze ish naira besula shaloy rasa, v'nosna ish ha-sheichiv imah la'viha naira chamishim kesef." All agree to naira v'loy begeres, besula v'loy be'ula. The machlokes is in the phrase "ashaloy rasa." Yisak Lili learns the pasuk to teach "ashaloy rasa ha'ay rasa ein lo knas." A Nairish in this arsa b'niskarsha is excluded from knas. Rabbi Kiva de Masnitin learns the pasuk to teach two halachas. Asher lo yarasa la'aviya ha'ayrasa la'atzma. In the case of a regular Nair besula who was never in this arsa, her father gets the knas. In the case of Nairish in this arsa b'niskarsha, she gets the money of the knas. A gzereshava to and from the case of Mefata, where the pasuk says, V'chiyafati ish besula asher lo yarasa, Kesav Yishkal, we derive one from the other. Just like by Oynis, the amount of the Knas is Chamishim, so too by Mefata, the amount of the Knas is Chamishim. And just like by Mefata, it says Yishkal, which means that the payment is with Shkalim, so too by Oynis, the payment is with Shkalim. Rabbi Kiva de Braisa holds that this Pasuk Ashaloy Arasa is understood as if it would read Ashaloy Arusa, Ha'arusa in la Knas. If she is currently betrothed, she is excluded from Knas. Because since she's an Ashist Ish, he is Chayiv Misa, and Kamlei B'Diramine applies even to Knas. The Gemara explains further that Rabbah, who earlier taught Chiddush Rosh HaChitra Torah B'Knas, Avagav de Mikdal Meshalim, that Kama B'Dramini applies only to Tashlum, but not to Knas, must hold like Rabbi Kiva the Masnitin, Yeshla Knas, U'Knasa Le'atzmah.